must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
Welcome back, everybody. More highlights from the Global Cannabis March in Portland.
Hi, you guys. My name is Kristen Floor, and I want to thank you for welcoming me into your state. Today is the first time I've ever spoken in Oregon. I am the vice president of a civil rights group called the Human Solution International. We are a group that believes that nobody should go to jail or die for our plant. So today I brought with you guys some of my members from Washington. We've got Tony here and Adam. And all together around the nation, internationally, we are working to end Prohibition 2014. By delivering support right to the front lines of where this war is affecting us the most, regarding our defendants and our prisoners. Right now in the United States of America, while we call it legal in all these states, we still have over 50 people serving life sentences for marijuana, and they will never get out. We also have defendants right here in Oregon facing time, jail time, prison time. We have two chapters now in Oregon. So I'm gonna invite you guys to get involved. I'm gonna invite you guys to please come out to the courtrooms when we have hearings and when people are at risk of going to jail. I'm gonna invite you guys to know that we have people right here in your state that are in jail for marijuana. One being my dad's business partner, Chris Williams. Okay, if you guys don't know who I am, my name is Kristen Floor and I am the vice president of the Human Solution International. Because my father, he died a couple years ago, a very tormenting and nasty death in federal custody, shackled to a hospital bed because our plant is still federally illegal. So while we celebrate all these laws, we have a nasty federal law that will shackle us and put us in prison for the rest of our lives just by following these laws because they contradict each other. When my dad died, he died with broken ribs, undiagnosed colon cancer, liver failure, all kinds of nasty things happened to him, why they kept my mom in prison as well. And all they did is own a company and follow the state laws in Montana. His business partner right here, he went to trial. The jury didn't even know he was a caregiver, how many people he helped, because they don't allow state laws in federal court. My dad's other two business partners testified against him. So how are we gonna end Prohibition 2015? Well, we are not gonna snitch on each other. We're not gonna cooperate with the government and give them our information. In fact, we're gonna stand up for each other. We're gonna go to the courtrooms. We're gonna wear these ribbons. These ribbons that you see me wearing, that means that nobody deserves to go to jail for a plant. We're gonna wear them in the courtroom so the judges, the prosecutors, and the jury sees them. We're gonna know about our jury rights. That's your power to say not guilty. If you think a law is bad, and you're a juror, you have a right not to only judge if the law has been broken, but to judge that law. And if you think it's a bad law, you can say not guilty and refuse to send somebody to jail for a victimless crime. That's something they won't teach you in schools that we have to teach each other. So we're gonna end prohibition through one, court support, two, jury nullification and educating about it, and number three, we're gonna defend our prisoners. We're gonna educate about our prisoners and let people know that they're working as slaves for the top 1% of our nation in private prisons, and they're killing them if they can't work for them, and they're paying them less than 15, 20 cents an hour. So I'm gonna urge you guys to get involved with the Human Solution. We just started a chapter in Kenya, Africa. We're very excited to be ending prohibition on a national level. So please, go to our website, www.thsintl.org. Find out how you can help, volunteer, start a chapter. Come to a couple chapter meetings. We have Becca and we have Mindy, and they started a chapter here, and they're meeting every month. You can come out and find out what's going on in your community. You can read the Oregon Leaf. Right now, the Human Solution delivers all the news from the front lines in a new magazine that's just been delivered all across your state in the Oregon Leaf. You can find out all the current news right there. You can go to the calendar or on our website, find out what defendants in your area need your support, and you can show up. You can also, we have a chapter down in Southern Oregon. Joy Graves, who's one of our defendants, is also leading that chapter. So you can visit our website, see what's going on in Oregon. And other than that, know your jury rights, Also, I can also encourage you guys not to just come for our defendants, but you can actually join as members and be a car-carrying member. We have a man by the name of Mr. Tommy Chong that we all know very well, who is a car-carrying member of the Human Solution International. So I can encourage everybody that, tell everybody that nobody ever deserves to go to prison for our plant, and to pay attention and to help end the war right from the front lines. Thank you, you guys. It's really nice to meet you, and I'm excited to be in Washington, Oregon. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, folks. Yeah, my name is Janice Patton. I'm going to be reading this due to the fact that I do have short-term memory loss. So I'm going to read what I have here on paper. So my name is Janice Patton. I'm proud to be here marching in support of a miracle plant that is saving my life. The miracle I'm talking about is cannabis. 2 years ago, I was facing two choices: continue on the medicine that my doctors had prescribed to me that was shutting my kidneys down, or to have a risky brain surgery that I probably would not survive. These were the only two choices my doctors told me about. But thank God I found out about Rick Simpson oil or cannabis oil. If I had taken the doctor's advice, I would not be here with you today. I am here to give an impassioned plea to you all to please continue to support cannabis. Spread the word when you have a chance. Go to Salem to the meetings that Lindsey Reinhart talked about on Monday and Wednesdays. I have a rare illness, and cannabis oil is the only thing known to man that keeps spinal fluid pressure down. Please tell them that Granny is living proof that cannabis does save lives. Thank you. I wish I was given a choice when I was diagnosed with my illness, but I was not. It is important we change this and make cannabis a first choice for people with serious illnesses. It's not something that we should have to stumble across on the internet to use to heal ourselves. So please tell someone today that cannabis successfully treats intracranial hypertension. Also, with that being said, I would like to introduce a young lady here. Her name is Katie. Katie's 25 years old. She has the same rare illness I have. It's called intracranial hypertension. Katie was not given the choice of cannabis oil and went ahead and took the doctor's advice and had brain surgery. Katie has had 5 brain surgeries since then because the shunt that they put in your head when you have intracranial hypertension goes bad and you have to go in and have it replaced. Katie's going to be having her 6th brain surgery coming up. She's having trouble finding a doctor that will work with her because she's using cannabis oil. If this young lady had known at the beginning of her illness that cannabis oil can successfully treat intracranial hypertension, this young lady would not be sitting here at 25 years old. She would be up running around the block like we are. It's important that we get the word spread to people that cannabis is medicine. We need this medicine. This is a free country, and we deserve to take back our health care and have a choice. Make cannabis the first choice when you go to see the doctor, not the last. Thank you. And here's Katie.
Janice, you're amazing. I met Janice at a rally in Salem that somebody asked me to post online and go, and I was like, I want to be involved, I don't know how. And I came and I met Janice, and Janice had never met anyone with IH before, and I've been on the online world. That's what I do. I connect to people that have these illnesses to give them hope. I get a lot of emails in the middle of the night and phone calls from parents and my friends letting me know that they died or that they passed on or something changed. And let me tell you, I hate picking up the phone. I hate getting online. In the last month, I've lost several people. And it was the dirty little secret that they had till their grave that they used cannabis to help with the end of life suffering. That's like the thing that helps. But they don't talk about it because they don't know. They're not. What this plant does is a fucking miracle. And people aren't even aware that it's helping with more than just that end of life, but they can't find out the full benefits of it because they're only accessing it by the time it's too late. And Let me tell you, I was pretty pissed when I met Janice, actually, because to find out that I didn't have to have surgery, that there was another option, was like, are you serious? So now I'm playing cleanup and catch up, and the healthcare system's so broken. I hear more often than not, I'm sorry, that's just the way the system is. It's broken. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. I'm tired of hearing that. So I'm here today. I had to stay home all week and rest and try to eat, and people have been helping me out immensely. They're giving me the shirt off their back. They're giving me even that means that they're going without. But that is why the OMNP program started. That's why we've had medical programs across the country, was because somebody was sick. Somebody said, I have more energy. I have more spoons, as we call it. And they decided to help because they saw that the benefit was greater for the community as a whole. To just, yeah, I'm sick, but I have a lot of skills. A lot of people do. But I can't do those things if I'm fighting to lie, to live. It's frustrating. I'd much rather be fighting and standing and running around and playing music and all those other fun things. But yeah, I just turned 25. I'm fucking stoked. I didn't think I'd get here. I'm here. I'm super grateful that the cannabis came into play and it saved my life. Canalogics walked in and they said, hey, you have a DNR in place. If you get rid of it, I'll see what I can do. I don't know if this will help you. I don't know what it'll do, but we'll try. Let's see what happens. And I got off 22 meds. I'm from two. I feel like shit, but I'm here. So I'm not cured, but the fact that I'm here and I'm able to be here is amazing. And I am able to educate my doctors. My doctors were blown away. They're like, dude, we just thought you'd have the munchies and get a little fat. We didn't expect you to get better.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because medicine already came into play, you know, the plant can only do so much. It's an organic material. It's, don't panic. It's organic, you know, don't worry about it. But I have Western medicine and, you know, that stuff makes it complicated. So I think we should be able to work together with hospitals and doctors. And, you know, that's the piece that's missing, the conversation. Doctors want to help their patients, and the patients want to be able to talk to their doctors. They can't. They can't. That's just point blank. Oh, so no. Let's work with that. Start the conversation. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your patients. Talk to your friends.
Very, very brave young woman out there at the Global Cannabis March. That was Katie and Janice. The two of them both suffering from a very rare disorder that only cannabis seems to help. Lucky for them, they're in Oregon. Unlucky for many, many, many other people, they don't live in a medical marijuana state. We got to keep fighting until everybody has their rights all across this country and around the world. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we're here for the entire 26.3 miles of it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Stay tuned. Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio's up next. We're going to talk about another legalization bid in California. Also, what's happening at the UN? Jamaica's pushing for legalization. For everyone here at Roll J Studios, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.